Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. You're All Local for the 17th of April, 2024. Mostly cloudy and warm today. Mid to upper 80s for our high. Tomorrow we'll be in the 80s as well with strong to severe storms late tomorrow afternoon through the mid-evening. So keep it on KRLD. We'll be keeping you up to date all the way through the event. Well, following a shooting at Wilmer Hutchins High School last Friday, parents and students gathered at a Dallas church last night to discuss security at the school after students made it clear they don't feel safe. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has an update.
Been less than a week since that gunfire erupted at Wilmer Hutchins High School.
Can't even get a damn apology.
They don't care.
Parents felt angry and frustrated then, and they still are. Last night, a parents' meeting was held at the West Dallas Church, where Dallas School Trustee Maxie Johnson is pastor. It was a time to talk about fears and to offer suggestions, including more faculty and staff at the doors when students arrive.
Everybody can't be there every day, but let's get a good rotation going so that we know that our students are going to come to school and be safe.
The student who was shot last week was wounded in the leg and is still recovering. The accused shooter has now been identified in police documents as a classmate named Jakarian Rhodes Ewing. He was arrested at the school shortly after the gunfire, and he remains in the Dallas County Jail this morning. In the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Fort Worth, police are employing some new strategies to help reduce crime in the West 7th Entertainment District. Assistant Chief Robert Aldridge says one thing police are working on is getting better control of traffic after bars shut down.
Is what we've learned. When people congregate, that's when bad things happen. They bump into each other. Next thing you know, an argument ensues, and then, you know, some really bad things happen. So the quicker we can get them out of this area, back to their homes or residents, that helps us out tremendously.
Officers are using squad cars to block road traffic so people on foot can clear the area safely. They're also adding more bike and foot patrols, new flock security cameras, the ones that read license plates, and setting up new rideshare zones on Curry Street. Well, Amtrak started working with a private developer on a high-speed rail in Texas last year, and it's finding out if you build it, a lot of people would use it. Here's KRLD's Alan Skaya.
Amtrak's is a high-speed rail line could get people from Dallas to Houston in 90 minutes and also take more than 12,000 cars off the road.
We understand that not everyone is a fan of the project. We understand that. This is a democracy. People are entitled to their views.
But Amtrak's Andy Byford says if they can make it easy for people to use rail, demand would keep growing. And this line could spark interest in a wider network.
There are a lot of city pairs in the U.S. that meet the criteria, the right distance apart, the right topography, the right population basis at either end.
Byford says a public-private partnership would be needed to pay for this project, and they also need enough community and political support.
I think with any project of this magnitude, it is always better that the host state wants it.
But he says if all the factors work out, a high-speed line could open in the early 2030s. In Hearst, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
3 months after taking the job, Dallas pastor Dr. Frederick Haynes III is stepping down as president of Rainbow Push Coalition, the longtime civil rights organization founded by the Reverend Jesse Jackson. Haynes, the pastor at Friendship West Baptist Church, posted a video on social media saying his resignation takes effect immediately.
In light of the huge challenges faced by our community, in light of the challenges faced by this nation and world during this consequential year, to move in another direction. I will continue the fight for justice. I will continue to be a prophetic witness. I will just do it in another lane.
Haynes shared a letter about his resignation with church members, but does not explain exactly why he is stepping down. Fort Worth is fine-tuning a plan to reform its emergency medical response team. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein explains.
The Fort Worth Ad Hoc Committee on Emergency Medical Response had four models to consider in reforming the EMS system. MedStar CEO Ken Simpson made his recommendation to the committee yesterday.
I want to encourage you to select the option to merge MedStar into the City of Fort Worth Fire Department.
under a sworn fire model as a single role and dual role fire-based model.
And with that recommendation, the city will indeed pursue a fire-based model. Under this plan, current MedStar employees would be brought on board as city employees to serve as EMTs and paramedics on ambulances operated by the fire department. The committee will refine its recommendation at its final meeting on April 30th before presenting it to the full city council next month. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Cleburne, Johnson County prosecutors are homing in on the actions of accused killer Jerry Don Elder during his crime spree in April 2021. KRLD's LP Phillips reports the jury has already heard how a Burleson police officer was wounded.
In the pre-dawn hours of April 14, 2021, Burleson Police Lieutenant Charles Garrett was having a meal listening to his car radio when the police radio blasted an officer had been shot.
You're going through so much shock because you're sitting there eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich 1 minute in complete silence, and the next second, someone's screaming on the radio that they've been shot. So it takes you a minute to... What did I just hear?
The officer was Joshua Lott. He had been shot while on a routine traffic stop. Lott survived his injuries. Police say he was wounded by Jerry Don Elders, who then fled and later carjacked and killed Robin Waddell. He was caught hours later and 100 miles away in Gainesville. Prosecutors want Elders put to death for capital murder. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
He was a fake priest that was wanted for stealing from several churches in Dallas. Now he's been busted in California.
He truly was a criminal that struck nationally. 45-year-old Malin Rostas was arrested in Riverside County this week after being on the run for over a year. Authorities say they took him into custody for an outstanding felony warrant for burglary out of Pennsylvania. He will also face additional charges for the attempted burglary in Moreno Valley, which is just east of L.A. But Rostas is well known in Texas. He disguised himself as Father Martin and was able to gain access to churches in Houston last year, as well as five in the Dallas area, including Farmers Branch. Rostas, who is from New York, is believed to have targeted multiple parishes around the country. Anyone with information is asked to call police. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The DeSoto City Council is getting closer to finding its next city manager. Here's KRLD's Stephen Pickering.
Previous DeSoto City Manager Brandon Wright stepped down in December to take a job in Trophy Club. DeSoto hired a search firm to find candidates for the job, and the City Council has narrowed the list down to three finalists. One of them is Dallas Assistant City Manager Mahed Al Ghafri. The second candidate is Cheryl Harrison Lee. She runs a consulting firm in Kansas City and has worked in city government in both Orlando and Daytona Beach. Finalist Joseph Lessard was previously an assistant city manager in Austin and worked for the city of Dallas in the 1980s. DeSoto will hold a community meet-and-greet event with the candidates on Thursday. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Again today, mostly cloudy and warm, mid to upper 80s for our high.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.